are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. A lot of you have been emailing me about stress this time of year. And one email was, I don't have it in front of me, was discussing, you know, everybody's happy. I'm not depressed. Like, some people get depressed on the holidays, but I am so stressed. What do you recommend for stress? Well, I think a lot of things increase our stress right now around the holidays. I mean, the weather. You know, for some of us, we love this weather. For many of us, oh, no, it's just too damn cold. It's just too cold. So I think the weather's a big part of it. I also think money is a big part of it. I know we personally were stressing about money. It is. I mean, I love giving gifts, and we're going to do it no matter what. But, I mean, things are really, really tight. You know, credit cards maxed. It's rough. Also, our sleep is off. You know, we had the daylight savings time change. And even though we gained an extra hour of sleep, and that was nice, nightfall comes earlier. Where I live, it starts getting dark at 4:30. And I think that creates a little bit of stress. Because you think you have many more hours to your day. And once it starts getting nightfall, you immediately feel like, all right, well, we got to close things down. I got to put it off till the next day. So having less hours of daylight, that could also do it. Plus, alcohol is up. I mean, people are drinking more alcohol. You got the Christmas parties, New Year's coming up, and alcohol makes you very edgy the next day after you drink. Blood pressure going up, deductibles, I mean, a whole variety of things. End of year, I don't know about you all, but end of year reports, end of year fiscals, end of year, I mean, it's a rough time. So, I know I kind of broke it down to people who love the holidays and then people who get depressed on the holidays. I will give you that third group, people who find the holidays extremely stressful. I do. I find the holidays extremely stressful. But again, I love this time of year so much. Like, what I did is I have these like bright red frosty nails, right? So anytime I get stressed, I can look at my nails and they're Christmassy, and then I kind of calm down a little bit. But it is. It's overwhelming. I probably have to say I probably feel more stressed this year than I have in the past. And I mean, not to blame everything on the election, but I think that's part of it, too. You know, up until November 6th, we thought, okay, next year's going to be different. So we got a light at the end of the tunnel. And knowing that our president was reelected, even if you like the president, I'm just feeling it's going to be the same of the same. Whereas I was hoping we would have some change and things would get better. And so for those of you that are stressed and you're having trouble pinpointing it, all I can tell you is I don't know what you're thinking, but I know for me, if I kind of self-reflect, and I really haven't self-reflected until you kind of brought it up and I'm, you know, thinking about it now on air, I think it's all this time, all these years throughout this recession, I'm like, okay, things are going to be different. Just get to January 2013. Just get to January 2013. And knowing that January 2013 is the same, it's just the same, it's stressful. So, Fox News comes up with a 7 tips for stress-free holidays. I would love to see if they, come up with any financial stress relievers, but they don't. They talk about passion flower. They say there was some studies on passion flower. I don't even know where you would get that. I'm sure many of you have seen it in health food stores. They say it's comparable to the effectiveness of a benzodiazepine. Passion flower is very similar to, I guess, Valium. Right? And they think maybe it increases level of GABA, the gamma aminobutyric acid in the brain. Lowers some activity of brain cells, makes you feel relaxed. Passion flower comes in teas, liquid extracts, tinctures. Not recommended for children or women. Maybe I'll try that. That's, I, you know, I, like I said, I'm not, you know, I don't feel bad. I would rather be stressed and do what I need to do and, you know, see the patients as they come in and get to work and do my show and do everything. Because I don't think passion flower is going to cure all our woes, but it's something if you think you're going to have a bad day. Of course, massage. This is a great time to get a massage. Men, if you think your wife is stressed and you want to get her a good gift, get her a gift certificate for a massage. I think it's wonderful. Now, I know a lot of men are like, why would I let anybody else massage my wife but me? You could make sure it's another woman or something if that makes you feel more comfortable that it's not another man massaging your wife. Listen, I see a lot of massage therapists as patients. I know a lot of them. They really don't go after their clients, okay? That's the same thinking like, okay, well, I'm not going to let my wife see a gynecologist because he's going to hit on her. It doesn't happen, okay? All right, doesn't happen. Meditation. I'm a huge fan of meditation. For those of you that meditate, do it. Anytime you're stressed, if you don't know how to meditate, learn how to do it. Learn how to meditate. The deep breathing, I think it is phenomenal, and it's cheap, and you don't have to take a medication, and you only really need to do it about 15, 20 minutes a day. Some of you could do it for longer if you need it, but meditate, exercise. Tai Chi, yoga, bouncy balls, hula hoop, exercise, dance. You want to know what helps me? I throw on some dance music and I dance. Now, it doesn't help that my kids are laughing at me and they're making fun of me and even my cats stare up at me and their ears are bent back, you know, and then the dog tries to come up and sniff my butt while I'm doing it. But, trying to dissect that part out, when you get to the bare bones of it, dancing helps you feel better. Also, organization. If you feel like you're coming up to the end of the year and you got a crap load to do and you only have a few days left to do it, you got to organize, plan it out. Otherwise, you're going to be stressed. Don't forget to eat healthy. You need to eat good foods. Remember we talked about stress foods that help with stress, like blueberries, salmon, almonds? They help decrease stress. Don't go for the caffeine if you don't have to. And sleep. Make sure you're getting sleep. Those extra couple hours you're sneaking into your sleep to get stuff done, not worth it. Okay? Sleep. What helps put you to sleep? Exercise, bananas, peanuts, figs, turkey, right? Because tryptophan's a precursor to melatonin, and the Dr. Dolly Show puts you to sleep. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who's working the dials. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy, who is sponsoring this segment of the show. Please check out Freeze Dry Guy's December specials and Christmas specials. A lot of good stuff. It never hurts to be prepared. It's very reasonably priced, and the food tastes great. Don't forget to check out Freeze Dry Guy, please. Don't forget to also to follow us on Twitter at the Dr. Dahlia Show and follow us on Facebook. Trying to get to all your calls and questions. Many of you have left calls on the answer line, so let's go to the phone lines now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Thanks for taking my call, Dr. Dahlia. I'm a truck driver. I've been chewing tobacco for over 30 years, and I'm trying to quit. And my question is, what does the patch for cigarette smoking help in chewing tobacco? And if not, is there a vitamins, herbs, anything like that that would help in kicking the habit?
Okay. Oh, I wish. Chewing tobacco, and good for you. By the way, God bless my truck drivers out there. I love you guys. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders, our teachers. God bless all of you. Honestly, you guys work your butts off. All right, well, chewing tobacco. I've chewed tobacco a couple times, and it's disgusting. It was recommended to me by one of the doctors I was training under because we were so exhausted doing these 36-plus hour shifts that in the morning he was like, take some chew. It was interesting. I know gum, cinnamon sticks. I've heard beef jerky helps. Watch out for the calories, though. Sunflower seeds, mints, those seem to be good. But let's just quickly talk about smokeless tobacco. All right. This site I have, it's one of my favorite sites. It's called the National Institute of Dental and Craniofacial Research. I urge you guys to just kind of favorite it, you know, or bookmark it so you can pull it up. This goes through anything you needed to know about smokeless tobacco, because honestly, these craniofacial, oral surgeon, dental guys, they know their stuff. They really do. All right. And they also know that quitting chewing tobacco can be even harder than cigarettes because you're chewing. Okay. I mean, cigarettes, you know, sometimes you need the smell. Sometimes, you know, it could be, all right, well, it's that time of the day, but chew, you could be going around all day long, you know, popping chew in your mouth. And so there's an argument that people that chew are probably getting more nicotine than people that smoke. It's interesting. All right. So, we do know that smokeless tobacco does cause cancer. We know that. Also, some of the smokeless tobacco has sugar in it, and the sugar can also cause tooth decay. So I could tell when somebody chews because their teeth are horrible. They say the dip in the chew can also cause your gums to pull away, right? And your gums don't grow back. So many of you have long teeth. All right. It's not that your teeth have grown longer. It's that the gums have receded. And as the gums recede, your teeth get more sensitive. Gums don't grow back. So I could tell if you used to chew because your teeth are really long. Look in your mouth and you'll be able to see what I'm talking about because the gum is receding. Also, you know, many of you have asked, well, how do I know if I have mouth cancer now? Well, in addition to you're seeing a dentist pretty frequently or your oral surgeon or your regular family doctor or internist, I recommend to look in your mouth for any white patches, any red sores, any elevations of anything, because those could be precancerous. Now, some of you will go, oh my gosh, I got all these little lumps on my tongue. Well, those are papillae. The majority of the time, those are papillae. I wouldn't panic about all those little lumps. But if you have something a little different that stands out, all right, that would be, to me, pretty concerning. All right. From what I understand, this is very interesting. I love this website. They're reminding us how expensive it is because a can of dip, at this time this was written, was about $3. They say a 2-can-a-week habit could cost $300 a year, a can a day habit, $1,000 a year, right? Not to mention your breath, your teeth, et cetera, cancer, it smells up the place. So it's disgusting stuff, and you always have to spit, all right? Now, the nicotine. When the caller had brought up nicotine patches, my problem is the chew has nicotine. And to get off chew, you got to get off nicotine. So I don't know if I would recommend the nicotine patch. I mean, it's better than having the chew, but I would probably want you to try to get off the dip another way if you can, because we've got to get rid of the nicotine addiction. They said holding an average size dip in your mouth for 30 minutes gives you as much nicotine as 3 cigarettes. A 2-can-a-week dipper gets as much nicotine as 1.5 pack a day. So I've always known it to be a lot more potent. And so you are going to have a little bit more difficult time. Okay. Now, they go through how addicted are you? Okay. Well, how do you know if you're addicted? All right. Well, if you start to swallow the juice instead of spitting it, if you sometimes go to sleep with chew in your mouth, if you have to get up in the morning and put chew in your mouth, this almost making me sick. I'm sorry, guys. Whew. If you don't get that buzz or that dizziness, I remember the first time I tried chew, I felt weird. I mean, you had a weird buzz, you know, like a real strong cigar. If that doesn't happen, you know, and if, of course, you get the cravings, okay? People say, well, I chew because it's, you know, less harmful than smoking. No. No. In fact, I think it could even be worse. Many baseball players play it. No real studies have shown that it actually increases player performance. Right? The rush or buzz that may increase pulse and blood pressure may artificially let people think, you know, just like taking an albuterol inhaler like asthma, but it really doesn't, there's really no scientific connection between boosting performance, okay? Let me see. Some people say, well, if I go to the dentist and I brush my teeth, I don't have to worry about the chew hurting my teeth. No, that's not true either. Okay, so how to get you to quit? Of course, get a physician involved if you think you're going to need the help. And you got to come up with a quit date. For many of us, we just need to do it. We need to just man up and say, that's it. This is the last day. But for some of you, you may want to cut back and taper down before the quit date. Okay, if you don't think this cold turkey is really going to work with you, well, then start to cut back and cut back now. I don't want you waiting for New Year's resolutions. New Year's to me is still too far away. All right, start cutting back a little bit less and substitutes. Like I said before, something that you could do to substitute for and again, this also works for regular cigarettes. Okay, chewing gum. Even hard candy, sucking on a hard candy gives your mouth something to do. Again, be careful of the sugar. Be careful of chewing it because it can affect the teeth. But sunflower seeds, watch the salt. But again, it's something you could put in your mouth, okay? Also, don't carry as much in your tin, okay? Sometimes if you see that you only have a little left, maybe you'll take a little less. It's just a little psychological trick. Same thing with cigarettes. We used to tell you to do that. Only have two cigarettes. If you're going to go to work, only have one or two in your pack. If you're a pack-a-day type smoker or a two-pack-a-day smoker, go to work with only two cigarettes, and you cannot ask anybody for an extra cigarette. But going to work with only the two will force you to hopefully ration, okay? If your friends are involved and they're dipping and chewing, smack them upside the head. Tell them you're trying to quit and, you know, to stop tempting you. Also, there are some lower nicotine tobacco products. You could try to wean down by going to something that's a little bit lower nicotine. I don't know much about Chew, though. I don't know if Chew says low nicotine versus regular nicotine. If it does, you guys know what I'm talking about. But by no means do not go to cigarettes or cigars. Even though I think Chew is more potent, I don't want you to start going into cigarettes or cigars because that whole act is extremely addictive as well. Pick your quit date, okay? Change daily routines. If you think when you go on break, if you go on break, you go outside to hang out with your buddies, you're going to be tempted to chew, then you do something different than you work on break, okay? Brush your teeth. Maybe dental floss just to keep your teeth busy. Make sure you go to the dentist. Make sure you're exercising. Exercising always boosts energy, stamina, etc. Cinnamon sticks. Again, make sure you have some cinnamon sticks around. Beef jerky. That may help. But it's hard. You're gonna be irritable. And also get family involved, okay? Many of you think you're gonna lose your marriage because the wife is gonna be so fed up with you. Tell your family, look, for the next few weeks to months, this is going to be rough. Okay, we need your love and support, okay? And if the wife goes, I am not going to put up with any more of your lip, you know, just tell her, look, okay, I promise I'll make it up to you, just, you know, if I'm grumpy. But you got to know that you got your family and your loved ones and your coworkers on your side. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, NovaJoint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDalli, or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, and investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. We also have the iPhone app out, where you can download the Dr. Dahlia Show on iPhone anytime. Don't forget to rate it. Love to hear what you guys think. And also the Android app. Now, in addition to gun sales skyrocketing after the horrible massacre, Sandy Hook Elementary in Connecticut, bulletproof backpacks for kids have skyrocketed. Now, I've talked to you guys about bulletproof backpacks or armored backpacks having Kevlar-type sheeting, but I didn't realize Disney was involved with this. Apparently, some of these backpacks have Disney Princess and Avengers on it. Apparently, Salt Lake City-based company Amendment 2 is among several firms. They're actually being accused of callously cashing in on the tragedy. I'm reading this from Mail Online. They say the firm is currently promoting a range of $300 bulletproof backpacks alongside body armor in children's sizes, and they have sold as many in a week as they usually sell in 3 months. Oh no, I could see how the media is going to make everybody, you know, seem like monsters, but absolutely, if you want to buy your kid a bulletproof backpack, I mean, again, it's, you all know there's limitations to what it could protect, but do it, okay? And I am glad there's companies out there that sell it. Company President Derek Williams told MotherJones.com, I can't go into exact sales numbers, but basically we tripled our sales volume in backpacks that we typically do in a month in just 1 week. He admitted that he would be looking to actively promote the products while the events in Connecticut remain high in the public consciousness. He said, we want to be sensitive to how we do that, but we are going to try to get the word out that this product does exist and there are ways to at least provide our children with some protection. They're cute. I mean, these are cute backpacks. And I pull my hair out thinking that we have to actually discuss that our little kindergartners and first graders and second graders would have the need, you know, to have something like this. But I would definitely put my kid in something like this. Absolutely. I mean, my kids are bigger, and I know there are companies that sell the bigger ones. The problem with when these kids are bigger is they have to have their backpacks in their lockers. Okay, and it's not like you can wear your backpack all the time in class. But again, it's just another little layer of protection while schools are fumbling about trying to figure out how to protect, you know, our kids from a mass shooter, you know, and my biggest fear is, we're not going to have armed security on our campuses, and that, you know, this is going to, you know, the outrage of this is going to start dying down. People are still going to be sad. The community is never going to recuperate, but schools are going back into session like they have, and there's still bad guys out there. And I would love to see some sort of movement towards all schools having some sort of security, either a couple administrators or a couple of guards. I don't think one is enough because these school campuses are too big, you know? I mean, is somebody going to jump the fence or is somebody going to go through the front? In this particular case with Sandy Hook, Adam Lanza went through the front, just shot right through, went through the front. So, yeah, an armed guard up front. But what about somebody circulating in the back also? You know, they do it in Israel. Why don't they do it here? Do I think the company's taking advantage? I mean, we know that sporting goods stores are doing very well. We know gun stores are doing well. All right. But I don't think they're actively trying to capitalize on this. All right. People are flocking to these stores in droves because they're worried that there's going to be a gun ban. And if there's going to be any sort of gun ban, they're going to purchase guns now while they can. I like the idea of there being some sort of protection. They're even showing instructions on how to use these backpacks as shields so that if something does happen, these kids could grab their backpacks and as a shield, use it as they're, you know, as they're moving towards a safe area. I mean, what else can we do? You know, I mean, we can't arm our children. So, we try to protect them. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, you know, there was an article discussing diabetes and how we could actually cure ourselves from diabetes if we diet and exercise. And many of you have asked me, really, I thought you can't cure diabetes. Well, here's the thing. It all depends on why you have the diabetes. Okay? If you have diabetes because you, let's say, have gained some weight, and you have some insulin resistance, and you aren't able to burn up as much of the sugar, and you've been able to cut back on your sugar, and you've been able to decrease the weight, therefore decrease the resistance, absolutely. I've seen people who got gastric bands, lap bands, they've been able to go from not, you know, being diabetic to not being diabetic, so absolutely. However, if you have the type of diabetes where your pancreas is shot, it's just not producing insulin, well, diet and exercise may not cure that, okay? And according to this new study from the CDC, researchers evaluated 4,500 obese adults with type, they left it out, I believe they mean type 2 diabetes, age 45 to 46, and they watch them for 4 years. Of the group, half were assigned to an intensive lifestyle change program, including counseling, weight loss, physical activity goals. The rest were offered just 3 sessions on diet and physical activity per year. Didn't really have any counseling or goals. What they found was after a year of healthy lifestyle, 11% of the obese adults with type 2 diabetes saw their condition improve and actually decreased to those of a pre-diabetic, compared with just 2% who did not receive any counseling. After 4 years, the rate of remission dropped to 7%, even with continued focus on diet and exercise. Now, we're not talking about quote-unquote curing, but you could actually bring your blood sugars back to normal, bring your cholesterol back to normal with diet and exercise, but only if you're a diet and exercise-sensitive patient. We've discussed this with cholesterol. I have people who weigh 115 pounds as a woman, 160 pounds as a man, 6 foot, okay, slim, and they have triglycerides in the thousands. It's not that they aren't exercising. It's not that they're overeating. It's genetic. I have people with cholesterol in the 400s, and again, they're slim. Why is that? And they exercise. They're sometimes genetic. Okay, if you have some, familial hypertriglyceridemia or hyperlipidemia, where you just have metabolism issues and you can't metabolize the cholesterol or the fats correctly, and you overstore it, no, diet and exercise sometimes doesn't work for those people. Same thing with diabetes. You get one of these rapidly progressive diabetes where all of a sudden you need insulin and you're having difficulty controlling, the sugars that are spiking, and you're watching what you're eating, you're exercising. Some of those diabetics, and we're seeing an alarming rise in diabetics that go from 0 to 90 and all of a sudden need insulin. Again, diet and exercise won't cure them. They need to do diet and exercise, but we're talking about the people where over the years you go to the doctor and the doctor goes, wait a second, your blood sugar was 110 last year. We didn't do much about it. Now your blood sugar is 140, 150. You're diabetic. And then, your glycohemoglobin is 7.9. And the doctor goes, okay, you're diabetic. Those people, yes, absolutely. People whose blood sugars have gone to the 200s because they've been overweight, overeating, not exercising. You get them to lose weight. You get them to watch your diet and exercise. Absolutely. Because remember, when we talked about diabetes, and I talk about it a lot on the show, basically, insulin is the key to the door of getting the blood sugar out of the blood system into the cells. And if your insulin has resistance because of weight or it's not working that well, the sugar stays in the bloodstream and it doesn't get into the cells. Now, what increases the sensitivity of insulin? Exercise. Exercise does. So that kind of lubricates the key. It's like the key to the door. So increasing insulin sensitivity is probably the hallmark for any diabetic regimen. And that's why we want all diabetics to exercise as long as their hearts can handle it. So, but what's good about this is if you do get a diagnosis of diabetes this year, hope it's not a death sentence, okay? You could do something about it. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment.
Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I wanted to go on to more medical news, but one of you had commented on when we were talking about the children's backpacks with the Kevlar. And Dr. Jules writes, this makes me really sad that kids have to carry the burden of the possibility of getting killed and learned at the same time. Now, I agree with you. I agree. I think this is horrible that, you know, we would have to even think about buying bulletproof backpacks for the kids. But, you know, I'm wondering, I mean, is this where society is going? And should our children be prepared like the children are prepared in Israel? like the children are prepared in other countries? You know, I mean, I obviously know a lot about Israel, and you know, the schools have armed guards. And, you know, there's bomb shelters and, you know, the kids know very well what the sirens are and where to go and what to do. And, you know, these kids also know that by the time they're 18, you know, they do have to do time in the military or protect their country because their country always appears to be at war and somebody, you know, they always appear to have an adversary that, you know, wants to send rockets their way, etc. And these kids, they just grow up knowing that that's their reality. Now, yes, that's sad, but many of these kids don't look at it as such. They're like, okay, well, you know, that's just life. We just know when there's a siren, you do this. When you duck down. I mean, didn't in the 50s or 60s we need to prepare for nuclear war? And what do they train the kids to do to get under their desk? You know, I mean, not that that would have really helped, but I mean, we've had in California, when I went to school in California when I was little, we always did earthquake drills. We did. You know, I mean, maybe we have our children underprepared. Now, nobody could have been prepared for this. Okay, this Connecticut shooting. Nobody could have been prepared for this. This was a horrible, horrible tragedy. But, if we're trying to figure out how to stop aggressors, we're trying to figure out how to arm our schools, you know, because there's all these discussions right now. Should teachers use guns? Should not? Should we ban all guns? Should we ban all assault weapons? Should we have our kids go to school with Kevlar backpacks? I mean, while we're discussing this, are there any ways to prepare the kids? I mean, should we have our kids grow up knowing that everything isn't hunky-dory, but that the world could be a pretty violent place, and these are things you have to do? I mean, it's interesting. I don't know if there's been any studies looking at a child who grows up in Israel or the Middle East or somebody who grew up in wartime Germany, you know, versus an American, you know, with the exception of Pearl Harbor, whose soil isn't always under fire by surrounding countries. And are these children that are trained and equipped and always going through drills more depressed, more anxious, or do they appear to be doing just fine? And I think that should probably be a study immediately done and looked at, because, I mean, what after this shooting happened, and we were bawling our eyes out. I pulled my kids aside, and they're young, they're 12 and 10, but I said, there are crazy people out there. This is what you do when you hear something like this happen. Okay? And again, nobody had any warning with the Connecticut, so I don't think the kids had any times to even get down, you know, and take cover. But, I mean, I had a very frank talk with the kids saying, look, this is, you know, the society we live in. Okay, it's not as, you know, it's not as aggressive as other countries, you know, like we're seeing what's going on in Syria, etc. But you have no idea when it's going to come, and I want you prepared. And this is what you do. You hear firecrackers, assume it's gunshot. You hear anything odd, you get down. I would rather you get down and, you know, keep your head low and then wait till you realize it was nothing than to look around and stick your head out in the hall. And, you know, it's sad. I agree with Dr. Jewell saying, you know, it's sad to think that our kids have to think about protecting their life and going to school at the same time. But what's happening around the world with these other kids? And are they doing just fine? Are they like, okay, you know, I understand there could be a bad guy. You know, I mean, think about it. What about stranger danger? I mean, in a way, we talk to our kids about stranger danger. You know, and we let them know, you just don't talk to strangers. Now, some of us approach it as people are going to want to take you all the time. All right, that's probably not the best approach to, you know, stranger danger. But as my kids aged, you know, and I saw they really weren't kind of listening and they were talking to whoever they wanted and they were wandering, I finally had to tell them. I showed them some news articles and I go, there are people out there that sit and watch and they will watch and wait months, right? Okay, know that this could be happening. I don't want you paranoid, but don't be stupid. Okay, don't walk near an alley, but don't walk right on the sidewalk where a car could jump. All right, just be smart, be smart. No reason to be paranoid, be smart. And my kids aren't paranoid, and they're pretty level-headed, and they don't seem to be scared. So I don't know what the right answer is. But should we, while we're contemplating and, you know, and discussing and arguing and debating, you know, should we have different types of talks with our children? All right. And maybe the same types of discussion they have with these kids overseas in other countries. Right. I mean, what are little Mexican kids being told about drug cartels? Wasn't a birthday party shot up last year? Horrible. Just horrifying. All right. But should we train our kids for the worst? I mean, if these shootings don't appear to be going away, and you hear more and more that, you know, they're finding people that threatened, and maybe they don't unveil this to us. Maybe they don't want us worried. Maybe there's tons more people threatening than we know about. Should we be training our kids on a regular basis? This is what you do. Now, I understand the schools are trained with lockdowns. I get that. I understand that there are lockdown training, you know, et cetera. But is giving your kid a Kevlar backpack going to freak them out? Is it going to make them feel super strong where they could run out and take the bad guy on? Or are they going to realize, okay, this is just something I have to do. This is just a part of the day. I wear something like this and I hide behind it as I lay low. You know, I would say we should start moving towards better preparation. And I think we need to give our kids a very realistic picture. You know, those two little cousins, or were they sisters, who were, was it in Idaho? They were riding their bikes near grandma's house that got abducted and killed. You know, I mean, we used to, as kids, ride our bikes all the time. We would ride miles away from our house, would ride home from school. Our parents wouldn't see us until dinner time. It was a crazy world back then, but I think it's crazier now. Even if your girls are in groups or your kids are in groups, you let them know there are people out there that are going to try to abduct you. So that's what's out there. So you need to play it safe. And of course, age appropriate discussions. That's what I think we need to be working on. That's what I think we need to train our parents. We need to train our students, and we need to train our kids. Why aren't our children learning self-defense in school? I bring this up every single year. Nobody listens. Why aren't we learning self-defense? How come our kids don't know how to scratch a bad guy's eye out? Oh, well, Dr. Dahlia, you don't want to teach violence with kids because kids could do it on each other. Okay, I understand there's an argument. Maybe kids are going to want to practice on each other. But what about self-defense techniques? What about Taekwondo? I think learning football and badminton and volleyball are awesome. I loved PE. But why can't a day a week of PE be Taekwondo? Why not? Some Krav Maga moves. Why not? I don't see what's so bad about that. Oh my gosh, Kung Fu, Taekwondo, Karate. I mean, you know, these disciplines, they teach kids so much about balance and respect and also self-defense and blocking. Why aren't kids learning that in PE? Why not? Doesn't make any sense. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.